I want to speak about living by faith. Because I think we are. I think you've already preached. But specifically, if I can get this remote to work. Okay. I want to talk about living by faith in troubled times, because I believe God wants to speak to our hearts and to reassure us and give us some real understanding of what it means to move forward from where we're at, because he doesn't want his people stuck, and he certainly doesn't want his people in fear. But let me first of all start with a story from my childhood. As most of you knew, I grew up on a farm. And it's one thing to be told something, it's another thing to learn to live it. When I was a little girl, I used to be told by my father that when I went outside at night, I didn't need a torch, that my eyes would adjust. As a little girl, I hated going outside at night. When I went to sleep as a child in my bedroom, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. No street lights. We're out in the country. The old country kid. And there were times when we had to go out across the farm at night. And I used to hate doing that. We had a big plantation of oak trees and poplars, and you can imagine the, you know, shadows that they put across everything. There were possums, and if you've heard possums, they cry. That's an awful sound. Of course, there was owls that hooted. There was cattle under the trees that were moving around. And I think my dad knew that if I had a torch, I'd be shining it on everything, you know, because something would make them squawk, or just the noises of the night. And yeah, I think a torch probably would have been a worse thing for me to have. But I remember as a very little girl walking with my father through the dark and looking around, hearing everything and being frightened. And there were times when it was okay, I could walk by myself, but there were other times when I simply came up and I just slipped my little hand inside Dad's hand. And all he'd do was he'd smile and just give my hand a little squeeze, just saying, it's okay, just keep walking. And I believe that's where many of us are at, that Papa wants to say to us, it's okay, just hold on to my hand and let's keep walking, because we can walk through this. God already knows what's up ahead. He saw this before we did. And he specializes in helping us walk through the darkness, because he's light. So let's look at Romans 8, verse 15. Says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. That's not what you received, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And if any time you're feeling afraid, just start saying, Papa, God, you're with me. I know I'm okay because you're with me. See, perfect love casts out fear. And sometimes we think that we have to be perfect and feel no fear. The reason that we have to cast our cares upon the Lord is because there are times when we have cares. Anyone say amen? The reason that perfect love casts out fear is because sometimes our heart can become afraid. And that's okay. You just need to know what to do with it. And the first thing you need to know to do is put your hand in God's hand. I love Psalm, I haven't put it on the screen there, but it's Psalm 61. And it says, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto you. That's a good verse for us as New Zealanders. And then it goes on and says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And there's times when our heart's overwhelmed and we go, God, you're my high tower. You're my strength. You're the one I run to. You're my papa. You're my God. You will see me through this. So don't be afraid of fear. Fear is a spirit and you can send it away. You need to know how to. So that's number one. Number two, be persuaded by his goodness. Oh, God is a good God. He loves you. He's good. He will turn everything for good. We might not see that now. We might say, I don't understand how this can turn for good. God will turn it for good. It may be that there are going to be a whole heap of people out there realizing that they don't have God, they don't have hope, that fear is gripping the planet, that death is not something that they can just push off to the never-never. And people are going to start crying out for God and for answers. And they're going to see people who have no fear. And they're going to go, tell me how come you have no fear? This could be the doorway into the greatest harvest we have yet seen. God will use it for good. Don't fear, keep walking. Let's look at Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21. This I recall to mind, and the stuff we need to call to our mind, his goodness. Go through your past journals. Look at what God's done in your life. Pull up your testimonies. Say, God, you're a good God. You did this for me. You did that for me. This I recall to mind. Therefore, I have hope. If we lose our memory of the goodness of God and how he has come through for us time and time and time again, we will be a people who start to lose hope. Your history with God gives you hope for your future. Amen. Hold on to your testimony. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Oh, let's be a people who seek him and seek him on behalf of others. Look at this great verse in Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12 says, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. If you've committed something to God, it's safe. Safe until you get into glory and you can celebrate and go, yay, I'm home. Have you committed your loved ones? If you have, God's able to keep them. They're safe. If you committed your finance, your provision, paying your mortgage, buying food. The Bible says, commit your ways to the Lord. You want to go out and get groceries? Ask the Lord. Lord, when? What time should I go? So that there's supplies on the shelf and there's not queues out the door. God is with you. Once you commit something to him, it's in safe hands. That's a good place to say amen. Look at this in the Passion Translation. The confidence of my calling enables me to overcome every difficulty without shame, for I have an intimate revelation of this God, and my faith in him convinces me that he is more than able to keep all that I've placed in his hands safe and secure until the fullness of his appearing. Let your history with God convince you. Let what God has already done speak to your heart and say, hey, God's come through. And if you haven't got your own stories, grab your Bible and look in your Bible, because there's heaps of stories of where God has led his people through every difficulty. As Ray said, build your faith. But let me talk to you for a moment about your brain. Your brain is a specialized computer. It's fabulous. It's made for a purpose and it functions very well in its purpose. Your brain is made to seek sense out of your situation, to find answers, to find solutions. Our brain computes things. Very simple, 2 + 2 = 4. When something happens, we want to know what's after the equal sign. That's why we come up with things like something gone wrong, pain happened, therefore maybe I did something wrong. Maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe there's a generational curse. All that is your brain trying to sort out the equation, because that's what your brain is meant to do. God gave it to you so that it could reason and it could work out what to do in certain circumstances, but it is not meant to be the king in your life. Your spirit is. Your brain is your servant. If you let it be your master, then it will cause you problems. So when you are in a situation where there is uncertainty, your brain will not want that. It will want to come up with answers. And that's why sometimes we have to tell our soul to be still, because we don't always have answers given to us. Our mind wants security, wants answers, it wants to know how to work things out. And for many people right now, their brain is causing them heaps of problems, and that's okay. That's just one part of you, that's your soul. And my encouragement would be to recognize the role and the limitation of your mind. If it's trying to sort things out, just say, soul, be still. Trust God. Let's go to Philippians 4, verse 8. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. We have to tell our brain what to think. As I said, your brain is like a computer. Your computer can only work with the files that are on it. If you are feeding the computer of your brain with nothing but the 6 o'clock bad news, the stats on how many people are sick and dying, the forecast of what this could look like, if that is all that you are giving your computer to work with, guess what your computer will keep on throwing up at you? All the negativity. Why? Because that's the only files you've given it. So that's why the Word of God says, renew your mind. Get some good stuff. If you're listening to the 6 o'clock news because you want information, and that's fine, we're doing that, We want to know where things are at. But we are also listening to our heart as to how much we can listen and how much we can put in. And we are making sure that we are putting other files into our computer that our brain can keep going over. So when you're having all the negative stuff go into your computer, make sure that you're putting other files in. Get into the Word of God and say, okay, God, give me some promises. Start putting those files in your computer so that when your computer starts throwing up on the screen, oh, this is just getting worse. Look at how many people are dying out there. Oh, we're going to end up like Italy. Oh, we're not going to go anywhere. Where are we going to get food from? We can't even get toilet paper. What are we going to do? That's your brain being your brain. And just go, peace, be still. Let's put some other files in there. Okay, God. Oh, let's get some other files in the computer. Your peace will tell you whether you are listening or not to enough of the Word of God. If your peace starts to lift, change what you're feeding yourself on. Great scripture, Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. That means anchor your mind in the Word of God, in the promises. Get out your prophetic words. Go over them. Anchor your mind. Because if you don't, you will find peace hard to hold on to. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Your hope, your trust, your peace will go down the more that you listen to bad news. Put some good files in your computer. Number four, steward peace. And it kind of ties in with the last one. Know how to steward peace, how to hold on to it, how to recognize it. If need be, spend time in the presence of the Lord in the morning. Just sit into peace. I know one of the times when the Lord said to me, you need to sit back into peace. Because I was finding myself sitting forward on the chair and I was thinking and that, and it's like, okay, sit back into peace. It's like, okay, give it a try. Sat back in my chair and it's like, ah, okay, Lord. You can do that. You can sit into peace. You can do that right where you are, right where you're sitting. And become aware of peace. Steward peace well. Recognize it. Recognize it when it's lifting. Recognize when you're talking to people and they're going blah, 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 blah. And the peace is just sort of draining away. It's like, okay, God, I need to say something. Change the conversation. Even with a simple thing of, well, why don't we pray? Lord, I thank you. Instead of putting some positive stuff in there. You have peace, steward peace. Wherever you go, when you meet with people, when they're fearful, you are a steward of peace. You can put the peace that you have and you can release it onto people. And people can get to the stage where they say, I don't know what it is, but every time I'm around you, I feel so full of hope and so full of peace, and I just don't understand it. And you can say, well, let me introduce you to the Prince of Peace. He's the one whose presence I live in. Steward peace. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Aren't you pleased he did that? My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. The world wants peace. No problems, no war, no health challenges, no economic difficulties. Just get rid of all the problems so we can have peace. That's how the world gives peace. That's not how Jesus gives peace. Peace is a person. It comes from presence. And regardless of the situation that you are in, you can have peace. Then he says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not. Don't allow it to happen. Oh, it happens so easily. But when we steward peace, we can go, no heart, be still. It's okay. God loves you. And if you're feeling that fear rise up, just grab hold of Papa's hand and say, you're not afraid of the dark. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. Don't forget that the times that this was written in, these were a people under oppression by the Romans. We can say, oh, it's all very well to say that, but you don't know the difficulties I'm facing. These guys were facing persecution, oppression, famine. We know from the Bible there was a famine in the land, yet none of the people were without, because God was with them, and he's with us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We all have mouths and we all want to talk. Make sure that what's coming out your mouth is prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. And if you do need to talk about something that is a concern, sure, share it. But know how to steward that and know how to use your words to be putting good files in your computer. Verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. We don't need to know what this is going to look like, how long it's going to take, or what it's going to involve. We just need to hold on to the peace of God because it's greater than our ability to understand, to work out, to solve, to make plans, to organize, to structure, to hoard, whatever. Peace of God is greater than all those things. Will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Peace is such a wonderful thing. Hold on to it well. See, peace steadies our heart. All those times when our heart needs to be steadied. Peace soothes our emotions. If your emotions get a little bit out of control, that's okay. Just sit back into peace and say, Papa, you've got it all in your hand. I'm safe. Those I love are safe. Last one. Ray started with the last one. Feed your faith. Feed your faith and your faith will fight for you. Let me say that again. And I know Ray's already said it once as well. Feed your faith and your faith will fight for you. Well, how do we do that? Psalm 91, kind of ties back in and wraps up everything that we've said about putting good files in our computer so that our mind can bring up the good things and not just the bad things. But I love in Psalm 91, it says, verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." It starts by saying who we are, where we live. Feed your faith by knowing who you are. You're God's kid. You live in God's presence. Enjoy God's presence. Ray's touched on the whole worship aspect. Worship keeps us in the presence of God. More than anything, be people of presence. But I love what it goes on and says in verse 2. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." See, worship is us speaking to God. Declaration is us speaking about God. And verse 2 says, "I will say." The person you are going to believe the most is yourself. The voice that you need to hear more than any other voice is your own voice and your declarations of who God is, how He will look after you, what He will do, and how He will bring you through. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain. See, faith is something that grows. What we think, we read that verse and we think, oh, the mountain isn't moving, that means I just have absolutely no faith. No. Jesus said faith is like a mustard seed. Has to be planted, has to be watered, it has to grow. But if you do those things, if you treat faith as something that will grow in your life as you water it and feed it, it will grow and you will say to the mountain. There will come a time when your faith will move the mountain. But that won't happen until you're faithful with the seed. So stop looking at the size of your faith, just start watering your faith. What are the promises that you're declaring over your life? What are you saying about what the future will look like? Feed your faith, and your faith will fight. If there's one thing that we don't want to have starve at the moment, it's our faith. Feed it well. Because your faith can move a mountain. But you need to plant it and let it grow. So let's finish with the things that I believe that the Lord wants to encourage us regarding living in these times, being a people of faith, and having our faith strong. Number one, hold on to Papa's hand. He knows where we're at. He knows what we feel. And He's okay with our humanity. He loves us and He's there for us. We don't have to pretend we have it all together if we're falling apart. We just need to put our hand in His hand. Number two, be persuaded by His goodness. Oh, He's such a good God. Focus on His goodness. Be persuaded that He is a good God. Number three, recognize the role and limitations of the mind. You have a brilliant mind, but it has limitations. And if it's trying to make sense out of the world that we're living in, just know it's doing what a mind is meant to do. And you might have to reassure it and say, it's okay. Our mind, you can catch up later when we have hindsight and we can finish the equation. Until then, be at peace. Number four, steward peace. Recognize it, live in it, know when it lifts, steward it well. Number five, feed your faith. Because our faith will take us through. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for faith. Lord, thank you. Help us to grow our faith. Lord, so that we're not only brought through and victorious, but we can bring others through with us. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you said that you're the light of the world, and then you turned around and said that we're the light of the world. Lord, in the midst of the darkness, help us to be light. Help us to see your light and to live in that light, that we might show your light to others. I thank you for the harvest of souls. Lord, turn the situation that we're in for good. May many, many, many people find your kingdom. Make the voice of your church prominent. Make the carriers of hope and light bright. And Lord, help those who are in fear and walking in darkness find the light of your love. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.